What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Wednesday, August 31st. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in today, making us a part of your day on this beautiful Wednesday. Today's devotional is finding your assignment. Finding your assignment. Our scripture is found in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, and it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you as a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. There's a lot of confusion and a sort of mystique around the question, what am I on this earth for? What are you here to do? Of course, God loves you, but what's your unique assignment? You absolutely have an assignment. We're all different. None of our fingerprints are the same. Why is that? Because God has made you uniquely. You're gifted. You may be a doctor, a lawyer, or a philanthropist, just as long as you're doing your spiritual purpose on this earth. Doing that will be what brings you peace. And income's so important, but God doesn't give anybody an assignment just to make money. He gives us the power to create wealth, but in that, we have an assignment to do, to seek and save that which is lost. Luke chapter 19, verse 10, and to see this kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, Matthew 6, 33, and to see lives changed, saved, delivered, and healed. That is your mandate on earth. Further thought of engaging heaven, what gifts and talents has God given you to step into your assignment, and are you using them? One thing I think that confuses a lot of people is they're so busy trying to make a living that they fail to make a life, right? I don't know if it's this American system that we live in, this Western mindset of like, I've went to school, I went to university, or wherever you went, whatever, you know, maybe a military academy, that you go to get trained, and then somehow in your mind, you start to think that this is who you are. And then you fall into this trap of your identity becomes the rat race. And the danger with the rat race is at the end of the day, you're still a rat, right? And so there's this lie of like, this is my purpose, this is my assignment, and it's really not. The reason you were birthed in this earth isn't actually your 9-to-5 job, right? Think about that. Now, you can do what you love to do, which is great. You can be a light at your workplace. We're all called to do. That wasn't your reason. Find your spiritual assignment. Doesn't mean God's not using where you work. Of course he is. That's going to be your harvest field, right? But people get so like, you know, Pastor, I'm going to college. What do I do? You know, what major? Man, pick one. But whatever you do, pray. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, right? Like just do the works of Jesus wherever you go. Like, does God want me to become a nurse or does he want me to become a pilot? Man, pick one. But whatever you do, make sure that you're a light, right? A city on a hill cannot be hidden. So we get so focused on this earthly realm that we think we get a paycheck from or that we, you know, put so many hours of schooling into that you actually lose yourself because your assignment on this earth is to do the will of the Father, right? To see people saved, delivered, and healed, to see people reconciled with the Savior. If that's not your reason for living, you're not living. You're actually not living. That's what I said. Don't get so focused on making a living that you fail to make a life. God wants you, he said, John 10:10, and come to this earth that you would have life and you would have that life more abundantly. And so that abundant living is why you exist on this earth. That abundant living is why you're here. And so today, don't be fooled by your job. Don't be fooled by what you're doing or, you know, what your responsibilities are. Right? Because at the end of the day, that's not here. You know how many people I know, they're in a young stage of life, maybe they're teenagers or early 20s, college age, you know, and they're trying to pick their life. It's just so ridiculous, man. They put all this pressure on themselves to choose a major. Why am I here? I got to make a, it's like you feel like you get one shot to figure out who you're going to be. That's not who you are, baby cakes. Who you are is a daughter of the King to shine his light in this earth. You're not here. That doesn't mean whatever you choose as a major in university is who you are. That is your identity. That's not your identity. But I find people, they live their whole life to try to get to this stage. They get accolades for it. They get recognized for it. They get paid for it. And all of a sudden you think that's you. That's not you. You've been lulled to sleep. And furthermore, you see people retire and it's just as bad. Remember that job you prayed for? Remember that career path you thought the Lord gave you? Now you retired and what? Most people who retire literally give up life because that doesn't, your retired years are not the years of your life where you're giving up the ghost, right? You're just letting go and dying. No, retirement means now I'm full-time ministry. Now I'm full-time kingdom purpose. Now I'm full-time serving what God wants for me, having more time to witness, more time to serve, more time to travel and do the things that God's called me to do. That's what having a life is. Most people retire, they get hip aches, AARP cards, and, you know, tie themselves up with their grandchildren to the point where they're not even effective for the kingdom anymore. That's not how God wants this to work. You have a purpose and an assignment on this earth that goes far above and beyond just your workplace. And yes, every workplace is included in that mission. That's not the only reason you're here. Meaning if you lose that job, the kingdom wants to still manifest through your life. Most people's identity is hung up on what they do, not who they are. So today, what is your identity? Is it what you do? Or is your identity in being a CEO or a nurse or a doctor or a mailman or somebody that works at Applebee's? Is that your identity? Or is your identity being a son and a daughter of God? What you do isn't who you are. What you do is what you do. We make a living. We work hard. We do all those things, pay bills, right? Eat dinner, do all those natural things. But that's not who you are. Who you are is a worshiper. Who you are is a son, and who you are is a daughter. That's it for today. Thank you so much. What a great devotional. Go back and reread that one. That was good. Finding your assignment. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.